I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Another beautiful day here in the Pacific Northwest. I just got a comment on it because spring is coming and I'm very excited about it. We threw our clocks ahead and it just seems like that's the magic thing to do. Make everything nice and warm and blue. I just said it's going to rain again soon, so I guess, you know, got to love it while you have the opportunity. So I've been contemplating a lot. You know, some of the things we said last night about Pi Day. And then, of course, today it's the Ides of March. Talking about war campaigns, talking about all kinds of crazy stuff. You just look at the news and you shake your head and you're saying, something's up. One of the things that caught my eye, as I was, you know, because I've been going on and on about war campaigns and plans and things of that nature. So last night, the new Civil War movie was screened. It was screened at the South by Southwest Film and TV Festival last night. again, irony, right? So those who saw the movie, and I was reading some of the reaction this morning, those who saw the movie Civil War, the A24, it's going to be out, I think, around the time of the eclipse, it's coming out. Anyway, they said, those who saw it, they said it was a terrifying cautionary tale. And the critics appear to have also loved it, and audiences were shocked at how a possible all-out war could be fought in Battlefield America and how easy it could go down. And Civil War, the movie, apparently is more, though, about journalists and what it takes to get the truth out about the Civil War. That journalism that veers away from politics but wants to talk about the central conflict and what's involved. And so this is the focus. And as I said, I think that in the future when we go full-on war, the journalists are going to be the ones that are going to pay the price. The whistleblowers are going to be the ones that pay the price. So the movie just likes to depict the practicalities and horrors of Civil War in modern-day America, and it focuses on how important the truth is when it comes to journalists and the responsibility of whistleblowers and the responsibility of journalists. Certainly something that we've been hearing, of course, I've been talking about this, and I present this to you. The guy from Boeing, I don't know if you heard, they did a story on him today saying that he told his brother that if I die, it's not a suicide. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? And this is something that I think sends a message. It's an object lesson in why we cannot condone the censorship at a time in history where it seems that we are on the brink of transformation. We can't let the media do it because the media has already been bought and paid for. So most of what we're seeing in the media now is becoming it's kind of a preparation guide for things that will transpire. But most of the time they talk about politics and it's difficult. I mean, things are happening right now that have no real rhyme or reason. And let's just cut away to the chase here that most of these things have no real political connection. A lot of the paranormal and parapolitical things, I call them parapolitical because it's beyond the politic. So there's no real political connections until they make them, which is really sad that they try to make everything political. But what we see, I mean, take away all the political, claptrap. And what you see is the demonstration of occult and religious powers that sometimes are more obvious than political ones, because for those of us who know, who read our Bibles, who have studied religion, who practice, I don't know if I'm a practicing person. I always tell people I was a good Christian. I practiced good Christianity. I got real good at it. Now I'm very tired from it, but not necessarily. I mean, you can't take the religion out of the boy. You can't take the dispensationalist out of the dispensationalist. No, you the seeds of the possible future have already been planted in me. And I'm sure they've been planted in a lot of you. I mean, a lot of clever predictive programming, a lot of clever indoctrination has happened to me and has happened to you. And you have to admit that, okay? You have to admit that in some regard, we have been indoctrinated. We've had the seeds planted. The predictive programming is there. And I've spoken many times about the causal reversal where futures and approximations always seem to have this clever prognostication in the media. And you use the revelation of the method to, well, use the revelation of the method to have it seen as something that has been witnessed before. Oh, I've seen that in a movie. I've read that in a book. I've seen that in a comic book. I heard it on the radio. I saw it on a TV show. Most of what we see as predictive programming is established in film and television because books lost. I mean, I like reading books, but you know, usually people like TV and movies more so than picking up a book. And it is in movies and television that we have a, I don't know if it'd be a myopic view. We just get this view of the apocalypse. And many times the view of the apocalypse is safe because you're in a theater. And you know, you're going to walk outside. And, you know, it's not going to be purple skies and bombs going off. At least not now, right? But we know that everything established in film and television is just a piece of an approximated future. Religious programming, maybe. In fact, I was just reading the other day that there's going to be a new Omen movie. The First Omen. Again, about the Antichrist. So they just can't. They can't stop pushing the eschaton. And even though we're told that people are shutting out religion, you cannot take away the ideas and the words that are enshrined in Scripture and that can be found in history, regardless of how you've been brought up and what religious pantheon you choose to follow. The apocalypse has always been a dominant, shadowy subject because everything ends. You and I, everybody, we end. Memento mori. But if you follow religious history, you know that before everything ends, there's always ritual, there's always war. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. You are listening to Ground Zero. I'm Clyde Lewis, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.